Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder. Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, you're up and about, Jess. Never heard you so excited.
So excited for Friday.
Well, you're about to get it on a plane, right?
That's right. Next.
Come see us.
Coming to London.
Oh, are you on the plane with our lovely listeners who are coming as well? Or have,
that's a great
question. Done them the favour of not having to travel with you?
Oh, they're coming later, producer Bella's telling me.
That's good. We requested, don't put them on the plane with Jess.
What are you going to watch? What are you going to watch on the plane?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I always get excited to see what's on there because you get the premiere stuff before it comes out, you know?
You're so cute today. Oh, I can't wait to see. And what are you going to eat? I don't know. I know
this is weird, but I love the feeling of getting on a plane and going, I have no responsibilities for the next 16 hours.
I cannot remember that feeling.
Bro, checking your bag. Oh. Checking your bag and then ordering a beer, and you're like,
someone else has to feed you.
Fun.
Yeah. Do you know, because obviously the traveling that we've been doing is with a family of five, so there's been none of that, none of the sitting down and going, I traveled with Ollie the other day, and I read a whole book while I was on the journey with Ollie. I read the whole flight back. No, because I had time. I had a cup of tea on the plane. Oh. I was worried because normally I worry it's going to spill on the kids. I didn't have to worry.
See, Jess, all this fun stuff is ahead of you, mate. I can't wait to hear about the book you read and the tea you had. Hey, should we kick off with a booty drop?
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs. The clubs. Makes me want to hit the club. Well, hit the clubs.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy guy.
Wiggity,
Big Boss, booty drop.
Now, Bickers, I hope you don't mind, but I've taken the reins.
I love it.
Yeah, because it is the first time since you said forever. Since it started was what you said, that you are not attending the Logies, which are on this weekend. And you are, of course, nominated. And so people should vote for you. TV Week.
Can they still do that? Is it open? Actually, yeah, it is open.
Yeah. TV Week, LogiesVote.com. Is it open still?
I remember this year they've decided they're closing it on the red carpet. That wasn't me feigning. Oh, is it open still? Open. Yes, it's open.
No, you've handed me the address on your phone. So it's weird. But I hope people vote for you. I have voted for you already. I have.
You definitely haven't. I could see the look on your face how much you're lying.
No
way you went on and filled out a voting form.
I did.
Did you make somebody do it for you?
No.
He hasn't.
So I have.
You haven't.
Well, even more reason for other people to
vote for you.
I hope you win. I know you've won a whole swag already, but to get you in the winning mood, my favourite winning song of all time, DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and let's give away a trip to Disneyland Resort in California.
Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buzz in to win the family trip.
Woo-hoo!
To blast off to somewhere that's lit. Carrie, Tommy, but ready to take off. But first, you gotta buzz in to blast off.
Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Carrie and Tommy's buzz in to blast off.
Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 16.
Oh, Bickers, it is D-Day, and by D-Day, I mean Disneyland.
Yay!
Resort in California is where we're going to be sending people. $17,000 bucks is what this prize is worth.
So fun there.
Yes.
I have been there and I desperately want to go back. Oh, these families are going to have the trip of a lifetime. We've got the Woods family back after getting through yesterday. How are you guys feeling today? We've got Leanne and Georgia.
Super pumped.
You're so close. Can you sniff it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Is it true? We heard. So is it true, Georgia, that you went with your dad when you were a little kid? Because you've got your own kids now and you want to take them. But you went with your dad, but then he got sick after the first ride and you didn't spend any time doing Disneyland. You had to look after him.
Yes, it was the first ride. It was like a little kid's car ride. And he was out for the rest of the day.
Please tell me he's on the bench for this trip, yeah?
He's out of the picture. Out of the picture.
Coming up against you, and in what it has to be the sweetest spot in this game, because you just get to swan in at the end and you get a chance to take the trip from everyone's grasps, is the Lyle family. G'day, Tuesday.
Hi.
Tuesday, are you a mad Toy Story fan, and do you have a tattoo?
I do have an Infinity and Beyond tattoo, and I have loved Toy Story ever since 2003.
That's crazy. Where's your tat, Tuesday, can I ask?
It's just on my wrist. It's not a huge one, but it was for my sister because we watched it together when we were kids, and that was where we did it.
Hey, Tuesday, who's your teammate?
I have Alex, my beautiful fiancé.
G'day, Alex.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Any tattoos?
I have no tattoos. I'm boring.
You're fun.
Hey, Alex, this is the sweetest of all the sweet spots for you guys, because all you have to do is come in on the last day and take the cookies and win the prize. Are you ready to go?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Tuesday, you're going to be up first against Leanne. Tuesday, you're ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to test your buzzer quickly?
Lyle.
There we go. Good buzzer.
Yeah,
good buzzer. Leanne, do you want to test your buzzer quickly?
Woods.
There you go. Okay. You guys are up first. Okay. Best of luck, everybody.
All right. Question one. What year was the first Pixar movie released?
Woods.
Ooh, Leanne. So quick. Go for it.
It's 1995.
That is correct, Leanne.
And do you happen to know, not for any other bonus points, just by chance, what that movie was?
It was Toy Story.
It was.
And it was my daughter's birthday.
Cool.
Yes. Speak of the devil, George, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Alex, are you ready to go?
Yep, let's do it.
Alex, I don't want to put too much pressure on you here, bro, but if you get this wrong, the trip goes to the Woods family.
You know, I didn't even know I was doing this till a couple of hours ago.
Oh. No excuses, mate. Come on.
I'm
all right.
okay, Alex, do you want to test your buzzer quickly?
Lyle.
There we go. Not bad. George, is yours working?
Woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's question two. In 2006, which planet was reclassified as a dwarf planet?
Lyle.
Woods.
Ooh, Lyle. Alex, go for it.
Pluto.
Oh, yeah.
Pluto's correct.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh. One all. Tiebreaker question.
Oh. Leanne, I don't want to put too much pressure on Leanne. This is all down to you.
This is my fault.
No. This could be your glory, Leanne.
Yeah, but I put the application in. It's all my fault. So, yeah.
Tuesday, are you ready as well?
Okay.
Tuesday, Leanne. Best of luck. Whoever gets this right is taking their family to Disneyland Resort in California for the trip of an eternity, Bickers.
Question three, the deciding question. What is the name of Buzz Lightyear's archenemy?
Lyle.
Ooh, Tuesday.
Tuesday with the To Infinity and Beyond tattoo. Mm. Do you know the answer? What is the answer?
Emperor Zurg.
Oh, my God!
I'm sorry. I knew Zurg. I did know Zurg.
Oh, Leanne.
Leanne.
So bummed for you, Leanne and Georgia. But Tuesday, and Alex, you're taking the kids to Disneyland.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. This is the greatest day of my entire life.
How are the kids going to go when you tell them, Alex?
Oh, I got no idea. They're next to Tuesday now.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they know.
Oh, how fun, guys! Might be time for a new chat, a new tat Tuesday. Update it.
It will be. It'll be a big Disneyland tattoo.
Yeah, good one.
Have the greatest time, guys.
Oh my God!
Thank you so much.
It is all thanks to Disney and Pixar's Lightyear. Follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas now.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, newsflash: we're a long way off equal pay.
Me and you.
You and I.
I know. No, we are. People always see me picketing for equal pay and they think, God, he's out there for the women. And I think, no, he's not. He's out there for himself.
You'll get there, champ. You'll get there. No, across the world, we're a long way from equal pay, obviously.
It makes it so hard to go into it and earnest chat about it.
You don't know. You could be earning triple what I'm earning.
No, I'm not.
I mean,
not.
There's a very low chance.
It's such a funny backpedal.
Anyway,
even when my
does make this tricky.
Even when my manager calls me, he goes, we think we can get you a deal on Carrie's show again.
That's not true. No, but some Hollywood celebs have now, women have started are saying no to roles when they either find out they're not getting paid the same as their male counterparts or unless they can see contractually that they are going to get the same amount. Why are you shaking
Idiots.
Your head?
Do what I do. Hold on.
No, they don't need to hold on at all. So, you should be fighting harder.
So hang on. Wait, me or them?
No, they are doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah, I should hold on.
They don't need to just hold on to a man and hope that they'll get a long
but
ride.
Tommy
holding on to a woman.
To be clear.
Yeah, but you do need to do
yes,
that.
Yes, I know.
These women don't.
Yeah,
these women are different.
So those women
Let's start with Neve Campbell, right? An iconic part.
Who?
Neve Campbell.
Who's Neve Campbell?
Oh, my God, from Scream, the Scream franchise.
Oh, have you got a more recent movie than Scream?
Well, she was about to appear on Scream 6, right?
Neve doesn't need to hold on. She's done Scream 1 through 6.
But she wasn't
Still
happy
screaming.
With the offer that she was given. She said, as a woman, I've had to work extremely hard in my career to establish my value, especially when it comes to Scream. I felt the offer they presented didn't equate to the value that I'd brought for all these years to the franchise, but I have to move on. To all my Scream fans, I love you. You'll be supportive of me, and I'm forever grateful for the franchise that obviously she had for over 25 years that she was involved in. But she's like, no, unless you're going to pay me right, I'm not doing it.
What did you think of Scream 2, 3, 4, 5?
I haven't seen any of them. Charlize Theron.
Yes.
She discovered that she was being paid less for her role in The Huntsman, despite sharing equal billing with Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth, and she had to speak up. So she said to them, I've found out I'm not getting paid the same. And she said, I have to give credit because once I asked them, can I be paid exactly the same as him? They said yes. They didn't fight it. And she said, and maybe that's a message we've got to put our foot down and it's time to just say we're not doing it unless we're getting paid
That's
the
a
same.
Great message. So Bickers, can I get paid the same as you?
Mate, you've got to fight your own battle. You're fighting mine. Okay? You patriarchy, you all got to look after each other, you know. Band
got,
together, you know, get
Neve
some signs
Campbell's
and stuff.
I'm joining a fight.
And there's one more here. This is an awesome article actually on BuzzFeed. There's one here, Sienna Miller.
I love Sienna Miller.
Yes, she had to turn down heaps of roles in her career because she didn't feel like she was being paid the same. At one point, she was offered a role in a Broadway production. It was just two people on stage, her and another man, and they refused to pay her the same as the other man. And she said, I'm not doing it again. Like, I can't keep doing roles for less. It's just two of us on stage. Pay us the same.
Yeah, I would have thought also a Broadway production is a fair... Anyway, I would have thought she's a movie star.
Oh, movie stars do Broadway.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have thought it would be the pay.
I don't now.
I wouldn't have thought that's why you're doing a Broadway show for her.
What, for the money?
Yeah. When she's been in big movies, wouldn't she have enough money?
But maybe it's not about that.
Yes, I'm just saying women can be greedy as well.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you're driving along and you're like, I'm fun. I know I'm fun. Mm. I know I'm the person at the party everyone wants to hang out with. I'm going to put that to the test next.
You're also a psychopath if you're doing that. But anyway,
what?
Stay with us.
Thinking I'm the person people at the party
If you're driving along just going, I'm fun.
No, I just mean if you hear of fun people and you're like, I'm one of them.
Okay.
Because fun people say that, you know, I'm fun.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a dangerous game.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So obviously I already know the answer to this question, but are you keen to find out whether you and I are both fun people at a party?
What do you mean? The first test is, do you need to do a test? And if you need to do a test, then no, you're not fun.
Oh, because I was thinking maybe we could do this test.
Okay, great. So there we go. We're sorted.
Because there's a test online, right?
Oh, nothing says fun like online test.
And you look at a picture.
Yeah.
It's a bit like red dress, blue dress.
Yes.
No, blue dress, black
Again,
dress,
for
whatever.
For a colourblind man, sure. It's a hard game to play.
It's what you see tells you if you're a fun person at a party or not. So I'm going to show you a picture.
Can I guess what it is already?
Do you know?
Is it a woman?
No.
Oh.
Well, not that I'm looking at.
Okay.
It depends. I mean, maybe.
I always think of that. Do you remember that picture that was, it's either a nude woman or a hairy man?
Is it?
It was either a nude woman full body.
You would only
body,
ever see nude
Or it's a
woman,
hairy man. I saw a hairy woman, which was weird.
Okay, so we're going to look at this picture and you tell me what you see. I'll tell you what I see.
You've already looked at
it. No, I swear I haven't. Okay. I said to the team, just send it to me just before
so we
gonna
just
do
look?
It. So we're going to look at it and say what we see.
Now?
So I see two birds, a round circle with two black birds in it and little peaks above their heads. What do you see?
I see a moon with a mustache.
Okay.
Producer Bell.
Okay, so let's see what this says about it. Okay. For those who noticed the blue moon face first. No, sorry. At first glance, one may immediately see a round moon face and the two birds create the stache, the mustache. For those who notice the blue moon face first, it means they are an introvert, yet a sensitive and kind person.
Oh.
This is not true, as if you're an introvert. So the person who, what about the person who noticed birds? Did anyone see, well, for those who saw a glimpse of the birds at first, it indicates that these types of people are warm and fun-loving extroverts.
There you go.
Yeah, and they're lighthearted and funny, spiritual and playful at parties. That's me, guys.
You've just rigged this test.
Who would have thought you're not fun at a party?
What? Introverts can be fun at a party. I mean, I don't consider
sitting
myself
in the corner.
An introvert, but you
you're
know.
Just not.
Maybe I am, because maybe you've got me wrong.
I don't, and I've been at parties with you. Actually, there is that point where you go from being fun to unfun.
That's when I've had too much fun. Yeah. And if I think if I have any more fun, I'm going to spew.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
3 weeks, Bickers. 3 weeks until the big swim. And
how many Ks again? Just in case you haven't heard.
There's eight of us doing it, but it's 92 Ks all up.
Swimming day and night through the channel between England and Belgium.
Yes. And it's all to raise money for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia and a new trial they were doing to hopefully find a cure for those living with spinal cord injuries. To tell us a bit more about the fantastic work they do, we have the CEO of Spinal Cord Injuries Australia, Diane Lucas. G'day, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Look, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. It's wonderful to see you supporting us again, Tommy.
Hey, you guys do such fantastic work. For those who don't know, I feel like unless you are directly involved with someone that's had a spinal cord injury or it's somehow directly in your life, it might not be something you think about too much. How big I go to say issue because I don't know what other word. How many people are affected by spinal cord injuries in Australia?
There's approximately 20,800 people are living with a spinal cord injury across Australia at the moment. And roughly every 38 hours, someone in Australia suffers a spinal cord injury. So this is a significant impact and just changes lives in an instant.
And what are some of the ways someone can acquire that injury, Diane? You know, there's some of the ones that I think are more prominent in people's minds, but what are some of the different ways that people do end up living with a spinal cord injury?
I think this is one of the things that I think there's misconceptions about, that there can be just everyday activities that we do. So a lot of the people that do acquire injuries are just doing the things that we all do. So they're walking along, could have a slip, trip or a fall. You could be driving your car and end up, unfortunately, somebody hitting you. I know people myself that I work with that have been on a balcony and the balcony has collapsed, gone for a swim, and unfortunately they've obtained a spinal cord injury. And one of the main ones that I remember is somebody that they were at a friend's place one night and they didn't want to wake anybody up when they needed to go to the bathroom. And they, instead of turning into the bathroom, they turned to where the stairs were and fell down the stairs. Gosh, so these can happen in everyday activities. And unfortunately, you know, we can all suffer, unfortunately, from a significant spinal cord injury.
Diane, obviously just from a human point of view, it's something, you know, that would be fantastic to find a cure for, which at the moment doesn't really exist. But also, if we can't tug on people's heartstrings, also just purely from a money point of view, right, it's a very expensive injury to obtain.
It's significant, Tommy. I mean, what happens is in the first year alone, your health costs can be up to $82,000, wow, in that first year. So it is significant. And there's, on top of that, there's care, depending on, you know, what the how serious the spinal cord injury is. You might require 24/7 care. You have to adjust and modify your home. In most cases, you have to look at your vehicle. You have to look whether or not you can continue to be employed. So it's a significant cost and change for the individual and for the broader health system as well.
Diane, how much have things changed over the years in terms of finding a cure? I know the Antarctic Marathon that Tommy raised, the money that went to that program has seen some incredible results, and hopefully this will do the same, the money he raises from this. But are we close to understanding it a bit more and finding solutions, or are we still a long way off?
Look, we are a lot closer. I mean, there is no cure at the moment for spinal cord injury, but we are seeing some really positive signs. So scientists have made some significant progress in exploring new approaches that can reverse or minimise the impact of a spinal cord injury. So we are seeing lots of advances, particularly in the neurostimulation area, where we're seeing, you know, the combination of new stimulations as well as rehabilitation therapy as well. So we are seeing quite a change, but we still haven't seen a cure. One of the important parts, though, is we are also seeing improvements in mobility and function, which helps people as well. So that's what's really positive. Even though we may not see a cure yet, we are seeing improvement in specific functions.
Diane, what is exciting is that we have the best in the world in this country, and they're working together to hopefully find a cure.
We have people like you raising money. So if you're listening to this, jump online. All the details are at our Instagram, but also where can they donate?
Tommy Little's Big Swim, if they'd like to donate. And if you want to find out more about the fantastic work that the guys at Spinal Cord Injuries Australia do, you can just look them up as well. Diane, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tommy, for raising funds. Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And, guys, it's almost time. We are headed to London, all thanks to snooze. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Oh, I'd love a snooze. I need a big sleep before we party with our crew and go see Ed Sheeran live at Wembley.
No one gives you a better sleep than the wonderful folks at Snooze, making all this possible.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to Snooze. It's going to be a trip of a lifetime. But coming up soon, we need to discuss your face.
What's wrong with my face?
Well, that's the question I have, because I can see something wrong with it, but you don't seem to.
Is it new, or is it just my head generally?
It's been there for a while.
Is it?
Something's happened.
Okay. Can't wait.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know, he was saying the other day about things we have in Australia that they don't have overseas and vice versa. Do you know what I discovered when I was at Copenhagen Airport the other day?
What?
There was a 7-Eleven. Did you think 7-Eleven was Australian?
No, I thought it was American. Oh. But
I've only ever seen 7-Eleven. I thought a 7-Eleven was an Australian chain.
Sorry, now that you say it, I'm like, have I actually seen it anywhere else?
I've never seen a 7-Eleven outside of Australia except in Copenhagen Airport. And then I thought, perhaps it just feels so Aussie, 7-Eleven.
Jesse, you might know the answer.
All over the US, I'm pretty sure.
And where do we buy our vodka cruisers from in Thailand? They're 7-Elevens, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I think so too, yeah.
Yeah.
God, you can't get vodka cruisers in our 7-Eleven.
I know.
Can you?
It's one of the many
There's
reasons.
So much alcohol for sale in the supermarkets over here.
Isn't it fun?
It's just so, it's like right next to, I was getting some sweet and salty popcorn yesterday, and then I was like, oh, I could also get a bottle of vodka. There's a lot happening in a very small space, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It is good.
Yeah.
Because I feel like parents in particular, they need booze to deal with their kids. So
they give them the popcorn and they have the vodka.
Well, I feel like wherever there is items that are available for kids, there should be alcohol for sale.
7-Eleven headquarters, Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
not
let's
Australian,
go there.
Guys.
Do it 1060 if you want to join us for a trip to that. headquarters of 7-Eleven in Dallas, Texas. Hey, speaking of Dallas, Texas, I've only discovered something that I'm sure someone has told me before and I didn't believe, but now I believe it and I'm a convert. Because what would you have on your meat pie?
Well, sauce, obviously.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
That's where we differ. Ask me the same question.
What do you have on your meat pie?
Ketchup.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this, the difference between ketchup and...
Have we talked about this on air?
We talked about, because remember I thought it was the same thing and you said it's slightly different.
No, come in.
We only spoke about this
follow
like 2 weeks
through.
Ago.
Because I can't hear you. Anyway, if you are just joining us, I've just discovered that ketchup and tomato sauce are different. And ketchup,
I have forgotten what the difference ketchup, was though, so tell me.
Oh my gosh. I like to think that this is a little glimpse into us doing radio when we're in a retirement home and we're still doing a radio show, but we just do the same show every day.
None of the other guests know, but they're all happy because we've all forgotten what day it
everyone
is.
Everyone rolls yeah. in. Ed Sheeran rolls in. It's the same chat. Rolls out. Vinegar. Is in ketchup. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was just that's the Americanized version, like word for tomato sauce. We also had this chat today.
Anyway, we think we've established it.
7-Eleven is an Australian and ketchup.
Texas? How have I forgotten already? Oh, God.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
She is catching you, bro.
It's London summer. It's giving me a little pep in my step.
Jessie, we were vibing.
My two-step.
Okay, sorry, continue your vibe.
Why did you stop?
What?
Why did you stop vibing with me?
Because I realised I was close to winning and it gave me a little pep and I stopped singing and started gloating.
Okay, well then if you guys would mind, I'm just going to vibe for a little bit. Ship nips. Ship.
Ship. Okay, let's play.
Score is 6-8 at the moment to Tommy. Here is
oh, I'm up. Ship. Oh, Tommy.
Because.
Oh, that was me.
Is it Black Eyed Peas?
Three, two, one.
How deep is your love?
Tommy. It is Black Eyed Peas. Oh, where is the love?
Oh, yeah. How deep is your love?
That is the song.
How deep is your love? How deep is your love?
Now she's vibing.
I really need to know.
Together now.
All right, one zip. Song number two.
Carrie.
Bickers.
It is Ooh, Moves Like Jagger.
Three. Two.
Marine Five. Oh.
One all.
Kiss me till I'm drunk.
It's her love that makes him drunk.
Really?
I don't know.
Because she's an alcoholic. And so he just kisses her enough and exhumes enough alcohol. No, from
drunk
the breath.
On her love.
When was the last time you were drunk? I know.
Come over here. We'll remember in the shower. Anyway.
Give us a kiss.
Song number three.
Tommy.
Obvious.
It's Backstreet Boys. Backstreet's back.
2-1. All right, song number four. Bicker's got to get this to stay in the game.
Harry.
Bicker's.
Harry Styles.
3-2.
As it was. You know it's not the
same as it was. She's vibing again.
Do you like the...
Such a good album.
Do you like the sushi shop one?
Yes, I love it.
And what is the name of that song?
Sushi Restaurant. Something at a sushi restaurant.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Is it song to play at a sushi restaurant? Is that
great,
right?
Great. Music four.
All right, for the win, song number five.
Imagine if the song was called Song to Play at a Sushi Restaurant. Isn't it funny that music four just sounds much more lyrical than song to play.
All right, here's song number five.
Tommy.
Tommy, for the win. Three.
Let's get married, Jagged Edge.
Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
First look pics have come through of Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken for the new movie. I mean, Margot, just phenomenal, as we expect from Margot. Look at Ken. Look at Ryan. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's heaps, yeah. I mean, I guess that's what you get when you play Ken, but that it is a lot.
He's got
The rigatoni on him looks pretty good.
I know.
Good.
It does. Do you think that's a bit of
muscle?
I was going to say some light shading with an airbrush, but do you think that's muscle?
I reckon it's everything.
Yeah, yes. It is everything. Yes. He is everything,
I don't reckon,
isn't he?
He's pretty dreamy.
They've dyed his hair blonde, and he's wearing
Maybe I should get that denim jacket.
No, you shouldn't.
Wear it over with jacket. No shirt under it.
He's got a cropped denim jacket that's got no sleeves, but like it's frayed on the sleeves.
Maybe I should get that.
Please, you're going to go the bleach blonde hair as well.
Are you going to get that rig as well?
Yeah. That rigatoni. I just have my hairy gut sticking out from the middle of that. And then denim on denim I like, and he's got his name on his underwear.
He's got his name. You've got name on your underwear. Tommy Hilfiger. A lot of people have your name on their underwear.
They do.
Chris has got your name on. Actually, that's weird. That is so weird.
One step too far.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we were talking about getting names wrong.
Yeah. Earlier. You're Tommy Littlewood now.
Yeah, Littlewood. For 24 hours on the swim last weekend, I was Tommy Littlewood. I don't know how we got to Littlewood. Well, I do. It was long and convoluted.
Which it often is.
Yes. But then it was way harder to fix.
Undo.
And so I was just Tommy Littlewood, isn't it? Jesse, have you had your name?
Yeah, when I was applying for a property a few years ago, I got a phone call and they said, I answered the phone, hey, hello, this is Jessie. And she said,
Aren't you in now? Aren't you into the property?
Yeah, no, but this is a different one.
They're not going to kick you out of your house.
Just let him tell his story, okay?
Why do you have to get bogged down in the little details?
He's trying to stitch you up.
I'm not trying to stitch him up.
Does it matter if it was now or 10 years ago?
No, that's what I'm saying. Tell a story of how he
thinks
this is great.
He thinks if he says it's now, they're going to come and remove him from his house.
Okay, just don't make his life complicated. You don't need to.
Because just for us, this happened a few weeks ago.
Stop it. Jesse, a few years ago, that was a different thing. I know what you're
talking about.
This one's from a few years
ago. And I answered the phone, hello, this is Jesse. And they said, hey, Jeffrey, just calling to ask about a reference for this property. And they got about halfway through the phone call before they said, and would you rent a property to this person again? And I realised that the property manager was called Jeffrey and that they'd just been looking for him the whole time.
So you were talking to giving a reference for yourself, like you were Jeffrey.
Yeah, and I said I'd absolutely rent a property to him again.
Were you scared to make it too positive? And did you try and at least put
I thought about it for a second and then I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll give myself a glowing review.
Yes. I mean, years ago, he was desperate for that.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, that's right.
G'day, Simon.
G'day, how's it going?
Yeah, so good. Did someone get your name wrong?
Yeah, well, I used to be with, I was in a relationship with this other person called Simone. And every time we went out somewhere, they would call me Simone and call her Simon.
Why?
But I don't know. They just got it mixed up and tried to correct them and they would still get it wrong, so I just gave up in the end.
What's the nickname for Simon?
Simo.
Does she get Simo as well?
She gets Simon.
Yeah, sometimes she did, but it was just, yeah.
Good on you, Simon. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that. We have Justine. G'day, Justine.
How you going, Tommy?
Yeah, so good. What happened?
So just to clarify for Carrie, over 15 years, you can still correct them.
Okay, great, Justine, thank you. And if you have just joined, that's because I've been called Kari by someone that I work with for a good 15 years now, and I think it's too late for me to say something. But Justine, why do you say that?
So I had been receiving a Christmas card from one of our neighbours addressed to Dave and Sharon.
Oh, no.
15 years. And it wasn't until, yep. And I say to my husband, who the hell is Sharon and why, like, why? Is she coming
how
when I'm
close
at work?
Are you?
What's going on, mate? She's out. She lives across the road. Yeah, pretty close.
Oh, my
she
God. Called, she does she out say to you, Sharon, road, when you, Shazza. Yeah, does she yell out Sharon?
Yeah. Shazza, and so hey, Shazza.
And so, how, Justin, have you corrected her?
So the weekend before she actually moved away, I let her know over a few drinks.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. But that's different. I reckon it's if she's staying, yeah, it's more uncomfortable. It's good because she's going. You know, you never have to deal with that uncomfortable. Hey, Shab, Justine. Oh, yeah,
poor woman. She was mortified.
You should have done it just as you shut the door as she was leaving. Just, by the way, and it's Justine. Should have gone, oh, Sharon, she's so funny.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm not being harsh. Mm. I'm trying to help you. That's what's happening here. Mm. I'm not sure. Okay. Who are you sending that picture to?
That was just for Chris.
My partner?
Yes.
So you weren't using that photo to pick up?
No, because I didn't know where I was. And I was day drinking and he asked me where I was and I said, I don't know. And he said, who are you with? And I, even though I did know, I apparently in the time didn't know. But I've zoomed in on the photo and I can see who I'm with behind. It's my mate Hoppers. And then he asked me if I was okay.
Yes, I know why he asked if you're okay.
And so then I sent him a photo to be like, see, I'm
fine.
I'm not just okay, I am killing it.
And I've seen this photo.
Yeah.
And you think this is one of your better photos. Yeah?
No, I just think I look normal.
You don't. You can't. Don't use that as a dating profile or ever send it to anyone other than Chris.
I mean,
you don't want to get into bed with Chris, which is helpful because that would not get you into bed with Chris.
Do you reckon it's got me out of bed with Chris?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes, that would get you out of bed with anyone.
Do you reckon? Okay, I'm going to send it.
I don't understand why you can't see that you don't look normal in that photo.
I just don't see what's not normal about
it.
It's your eye. But I've got a bung eye.
No, but it's more bung than normal.
Yeah, it goes.
Like, I know you and I have agreed we're going to go for 2-for-1 eyelid surgery. I'm down with that. Yeah. I know we have droopy eyelids, but that one's practically closed.
It's cute. We've got opposite droopy eyes.
I know.
We've got one fully formed face together.
That's why we can get 2 for the price of 1.
Yeah. I'm sending it.
You ask the team. There's not one person here that will say that's a normal photo of you.
Is it?
Well, there's Belle with the loudest laugh at the ball. What
so
can you
bad.
See there?
It's so bad. It's like you're winking halfway through the photo.
So were you? Maybe it's because you were a little tipsy that your eyes were closed.
Tipsy?
Just one eye was closed.
I was so drunk I didn't know where I was.
Yes, and, I know. You could see I was being good.
Sorry,
nice to you.
Yeah. I was responsibly tipsy. Is that what we say? I was so tipsy that one of my eyes was shut.
And you think that you didn't notice?
Executive producer Sonda, is there something wrong with that photo?
Yeah. Your face is munted.
Okay. Does anyone think it's normal? Jesse, do you think it's normal?
No, mate. No, that's a bad one. That's a bad one.
Is it just
and you don't take a bad pic. Like, you're a good-looking lad that takes a great photo.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Just not that one.
Is any of my
is any of my face normal? It's so funny.
If you cover half of your face, it's a nice photo of each of the halves put together.
Oh, yeah. The eye, yes.
No,
the other eye. Yes.
That's a great photo. And then
if you thought he had two droopy eyes, you'd say that was a good-looking guy.
It just looks like you know how you put Mr. Potato Head's features on? It just looks like you've missed a bit, you know?
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. There's still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Normally we would knock the top off a frothy now, Jesse. Yes. Why are we doing that?
Sorry.
The top's still firmly on my frothy.
I was just looking at what I've got in front of me and I thought that was our frothy.
Oh, I mean, it could
I thought
be.
It was an interesting choice, but...
No,
guys,
I mean...
the top is still on my frothy.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Well... why don't you knock the top off as I sing you a bit of do, a deer, a female deer, a bit of Sound of Music.
No.
No, because I do have an update, a Sound of Music update. Yeah. It doesn't feel very party time, does it?
No, I need my frothy more than ever. And the top is still firmly on.
Because Julie Andrews.
No, I said no.
But I still need to tell you what I want to tell you about Julie Andrews.
Why do you need to?
That's what I planned to do here, and I didn't realise Jesse wasn't knocking the top off the frothy.
Why is my frothy still top?
Just give him some music so he can drink his beer,
mate. Sound of music. Give me some Timmy Trumpet, please, Jesse. Thank you. Thank you. Top's coming off.
Okay. It is officially the weekend. Perfect time to chat Sound of Music. So
that was an imaginary frothy.
We didn't even get to the beat drop.
I know.
Julie Andrews, the star of the show, recently got inducted into the Film Industry Hall of Fame, right? It was meant to happen the last 2 years, but because of COVID, it can't.
They put her on drugs?
What?
They did. I saw the biopic recently with Reese Witherspoon.
And the Julie Andrews?
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yeah. No, you're thinking of someone completely
that's
different.
Judy
that's
Garland.
Not Julie Andrews. That's Judy Garland.
I thought this was just yet another story for a knife.
You let me take a sip of a beer and I've gone crazy.
Can we get back to talking about Julie Andrews?
Oh,
they've
no.
not put her on any drugs. She's getting a Hall of Fame. The poor woman. The Hall of Fame. And all of the kids that are left.
Judy Dench.
The Von Trapp
Judy
family
Dench.
Singers. Stop it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I want to tell you something interesting about it. I'm going to tell you something interesting.
It's not, mate.
Trust me.
Oh, here we go.
I know you're not interested in her in The Sound of Music. I get that, okay?
Yeah.
However, I discovered something about her when all the Von Trapp kids came
Von
together.
Von Trapp, like Von Crap. Am I right?
To celebrate her life. Did you know that Julie Andrews does the voiceover work as Gru's mother in Despicable Me?
Oh.
Did you know that? This is her here.
Hello, Mom.
I just wanted to congratulate you on stealing the pyramid.
That was you, wasn't it?
Or was it a villain who's actually successful?
That's Julie Andrews. I didn't know.
That's the one on drugs.
Did you also know? Stop saying that.
Sorry.
Did you also know that she is Queen Lillian in Shrek?
I don't know who it is.
Excuse me. Old lady coming through.
Mom.
Well, you didn't actually think you got your fighting skills from your father, did you?
But the one that blew my mind the most, because I am very familiar with the work of Julie Andrews.
I'm only picking up my pieces of my brain from these last
is that two. She is the voice of Lady Whistledown in the new Netflix series Bridgerton.
Oh.
Tonight we shall discover which young ladies might succeed at securing a match.
It will certainly be the event of the season.
That's Judy Dench.
She does sound. I'm not a fan, but she does sound exactly the same in all of those. Should you not know that as a Judy Dench fan?
Stop using her name wrong. It's rude.
To who?
Julie Andrews and
drugs.
Judy Dench. Oh. No, that's Judy Garland.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon.
Because it is the segment where we get asked a question that has an answer. We might have thought about it before, but never bothered to look it up. And then we chat about it, and the answer gets revealed. Producer Annabelle, what is today's question?
Today's question is, what do you reckon the average lifespan of Australian men and women is?
Oh.
Great question, Belle.
Well, it's a lot less for you guys than it is for us.
Yes, I know, because when I go and talk to the oldies at nursing homes, it's all women.
Yeah.
And there's one guy, and he's got the pick of the roost.
Yeah, finally we get a bit of time to ourselves without you guys. You know?
Yeah, because that's what men do.
Honestly, it's actually amazing that you do die before us, given how much of your life we carry. Like, as in,
yes.
You would think that I actually mean this genuinely.
Yeah.
You'd think women would die earlier because of the stress.
You live to give, yes. I think you're so much happier without us. Like, as in, when I see the women around the nursing home, they seem obviously sad to have lost
their partner,
but they seem a lot happier that they're gone.
Well, they can be with the girls,
yes,
you know.
And the girls will have great chat and stuff, and as opposed to just having this lump of
dead weight
meat over there. Well, literally.
I mean, we love you guys, but yes, literally dead weight.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to take a stab and say it's 87 for women, 82 for men.
And what age do you reckon you're going to get to?
I reckon in my 80s. My family don't have 90s in them as life expectancy. In the past, they haven't. They've all had the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I may never die, you know. We'll still be here.
Oh, my God, you said that with the terrifying look of a robot.
Yeah, no, I reckon my 80s. What do you reckon?
So you've said 87
halfway there.
And 82. Wow. Yeah, you've got to go out and buy a Harley.
Now?
Yeah, you've got to have your midlife crisis.
Isn't this the crisis that I'm having?
Over here in London.
Yeah, packing my family up and going to the other side of the
world. Have I followed you for your midlife crisis?
You're almost there. You could get the Harley.
Yeah,
right,
I'm not far
off.
Yeah. Oh, convertible. I actually think I've missed.
Thelma and Louise style.
Missed mine.
You don't even know that reference, do you?
No, they drive off a cliff together. Is that what they do? Yeah. Is that us?
Yeah.
That's cute. I reckon you've gone a little high.
Oh.
I reckon the average ages are more like, I'm going to take your 82, but I'm going to give that. No, I'm going to say,
guy.
I'm going to say 70.
Oh.
I'm going to say 80 for women.
Yep.
And 76 for men.
That's so low.
And
I thought the life expectancy had increased.
Yeah, it used to be even grimmer, according to me. But I reckon I'm going to get to, I don't know, mid 50s or something.
Oh, mate.
I feel like I'm going to get. No,
stop.
Why? I'm
That's
fine
so
with it.
Sad.
No, you're not. Yeah, but what about the rest of us?
Yeah, you
We're
do.
Not fine with that.
Wait, hold on. Does
I've
that
signed
mean...
a long-term contract.
I feel like
we need to have this conversation.
Are you almost at retirement age, bro?
Yeah, I'm not far off. I'm just scared of having a funny death. I feel like I'm going to fall down like a manhole. You know how they have the
that, no, but you're not scared of that. Isn't that the way you'd want to
no.
go? Surely you want a comedy death.
No.
You don't want he just died peacefully in his sleep, do you?
He died miserably.
As I'm by the bed going, yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
So I'm saying 80 and 76. Hey, Jesse, quick, what have you got? What do you got?
78 for the boys and 85 for the girls.
I'm okay. far more optimistic than all of you.
Producer Annabelle.
All right, so Jesse was right about girls.
Wait.
85.3 years is our life
wow.
expectancy now.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay.
And for men.
Yeah, the girls.
Yeah, the girls. Yep. I think, Carrie, you were spot on, 82.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The boy's 82.
But
the
way
sad
to go.
Thing is that the life expectancy
oh God,
for males has improved.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to make a chat about how long we're going to live for sad, but yeah.
The life expectancy for males has improved at a faster rate than that for females. I'm like,
oh
why?
My God. We're going to outlive you all. Who's going to look after us? Who's going to look
yeah,
after
exactly.
us?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Serves you right.
Oh, no.
Just you guys all trying to look after each other.
Oh, no.
Who's going to get the bedpan?
Oh,
Johnny
gross.
Will.
Gross. Johnny. Johnny will be 140.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
I mean, it's hard to feel raw about anything that's happened this week because it's just been an absolute ripper of a week.
I'm only raw because I'm so wrapped. I'm so wrapped that I'm raw.
Yes.
I've been so
wrapped.
You would
be in that state quite often, I think.
So wrapped that I'm raw.
Well,
sometimes I
see you look a bit raw and I think it's because you've had such a good time.
You know when little kids tire themselves out?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get that and I get a bit of a headache and I'm like, oh.
You need a nap.
I've got too excited. Jesse, how are you feeling?
Guys, I'm obviously absolutely wrapped. We had a huge week sending listeners to London so they can see Ed Sheeran with you guys next Friday.
Coming to see you, yes! Yes! Oh, yes, I
won! You are heading to London with Carrie and Tommy!
Oh, my God!
You're coming to London!
Yes! Woo! I'm going to London! Oh, my God, with Carrie and Tommy! Thank you! Oh, thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
So excited to meet all our beautiful listeners and to go see Ed live. And yes. I'm totally wrapped because not only did we give away those tickets and flights, but we did get to speak to Ed about his show, about how the tour's going, and also about how it's been having a brand new baby 2 weeks into a world tour. You thought that it would be the perfect thing to do mid-tour when you've got so much spare time to have a baby. So well done. Well done with that.
Oh, mate, do you know, when I found out, I was like, of course it's the second week of tour. That makes total sense. But, you know, it was good in the sense of I was back in England. We were like convinced that she was going to come while we were in Ireland. And, you know, you're kind of set up and you've got like the doctor that you've been seeing is in England and blah, blah, blah. So it was actually, thankfully, the Ireland bit had ended and we were back in England. So it was all good.
And it's all going all right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been up since 4 a.m., which has been fun. But, yeah, it's good.
It's different when you got the toddler as well, isn't it? It's just constant.
Well, the newborn wasn't the one keeping us up. It was.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Well, guys, you'd never believe it, but I am also wrapped.
Can I just say also, I'm very wrapped to know that I've got my own little pain coming to me.
Mm.
That Ed promised me.
Does it make it creepier when you whisper it?
I don't know. I just feel like we've done a lot of chat.
Yes.
So I'm trying to, I think our quota's full.
Of pain. Okay.
How are you feeling this
Yeah,
week?
I'm wrapped. Thank you so much for asking. I'm wrapped because, like Jesse said, we've got a bunch of great listeners coming over here. Can't wait to meet them. Like you said, we had a great chat with Ed. I had a peen that arrived.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, a peen that arrived.
Yep.
And also, we had the boob on the show. Mm. Now, the boob is always a fun time. And we were doing Scat Chat with him, and we were asking the most heated question of Scat Chat when an unexpected famous face dropped in. Michael, when did you shit your pants?
It is the German show I've always wanted. I was 14 years old playing hockey, and I was playing road hockey with all my buddies, and I didn't feel well. And so I said to everyone, I got to go, and I got on my bicycle on a kind of a wintry fall day, and I just couldn't do it. And
didn't make it home.
I did not make it home. And I remember that it was like my nightmare. This is my nightmare. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a bathroom guy. Like my first part, I have to go do a gig. If I have to go do like a gig or something, or someone, they say like, hey, you're doing Idol or some big show, Oprah. My first question isn't how long is my segment or what song do they want? It's, do they have a private bathroom? That's literally my first question.
How often are they making
it? No, anyway, I didn't get home and I was freezing cold and I took off my sweater. Come in, Brian. Come in. You know who's walking in the door right now?
Is
a guy
who
poops all the time. But don't say it. No, Brian Adams is here. Just, you know,
oh, hey, like Brian.
As it happens in Canada.
The camera's just gone off.
There it is. But why don't you guys? Can you guys ask Brian the same question you just asked me?
What's that?
It's a hard hitting interview, Brian. So the simple question was when was the last time you shit your pants?
I'm not that old.
Two for the price of one.
Yes.
Bit of Brian Adams.
Yes, I don't think it was the question he was thinking he was going
to
come on.
How often do you think Brian Adams has been asked that question?
Oh, I thought he meant how often does he shit himself.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.